You know, I'm an appreciator of art. Okay, I'm really excited. Just a couple of months away, there is a big Vincent Van Gogh exhibition that's coming to Greenville. I've already got tickets for it. Very excited. You take me to a big city, 100% going to an art museum if it is available. I am an appreciator of art. However,
why were we lied to as children and told it was Vincent Van Gogh?
That is a widely accepted English pronunciation of it. In Dutch, it's Van Gogh. It's really Van Gogh.
Yeah, the only time I saw it as Van Gogh was on a Doctor Who episode. I'm like, well, that's not right.
Yeah, Van Gogh. Well, as an appreciator of art, have we lost the ability to make sculptures now? Like, did something happen somewhere down the line? Because, you know, I've been to Paris before, okay? And I've been to the Louvre, which is arguably the most famous art museum in the world.
I can't believe you didn't use a snooty voice while doing most of
it. No need to be snooty.
Well, Paris and the Louvre, kind of snooty.
No, it's really not. It's just another city on the planet that anyone can go to. It turns out you don't have to have like $1 billion to get into Paris. It's just the city you can go to. And the Louvre is just a museum you can go to. You give them some money, you walk in the door, and you see an incredible collection of art and history. It's pretty spectacular. In fact, if you ever get the chance, I advise you to go. I've been to the Louvre, and one of the magnificent things about the Louvre is that it is filled with sculptures. Sculptures from the ancient Greeks and Romans, the ancient Egyptians, and some of them are mind-blowing in the amount of detail. There was one I remember. I can't remember the title of it. But there was one though where it was from the ancient Romans. It was depicting a scene out of Greek mythology, and it's a man picking up a woman and carrying her away. And if you look up close at the sculpture, where his fingers are in her thigh, the artist actually carved an indentation into her skin. It looks as if its fingers pushing into a thigh. It's unbelievable. There are some of them where the sculptors in the hands of their subjects actually carve the cuticles into marble. You can see the cuticles on fingernails of these sculptures. They're incredible. Which is why it is so gosh darn fascinating to me that we have completely lost the ability to capture humans in sculptures anymore. And if you're not on the stream, join us there right now. Because what you will see if you come there is the sculpture that is allegedly of Dwayne Wade from the Miami Heat that was unveiled outside of the Heat Arena over the weekend. And I am going to say, as a not art critic, because I will say this, as much as I appreciate art, enjoy art, go out of my way to see art, I also don't really have an eye for it, right? Now, I'm going to say this. Modern art is bull. Okay? You're not gonna throw a can of paint at a canvas and tell me that it's worth $1 billion. I believe that modern art is nothing more than money laundering. For real. But fine art, classical art, yeah, I appreciate.
Art's very subjective. They say beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Art is definitely the proof of that, because what one person looks like and goes, what in the world is that? Someone else may go, yeah, this speaks to me. You know, that sort of thing.
And I've been there. I've done that. Okay. I for instance, my favorite painting of all time is Van Gogh's Starry Night. I have it everywhere in my life. In fact, if you look at the wedding photos, the liner on the inside of my suit jacket is Van Gogh's Starry Night. It is my favorite painting. It from the perspective of both the artist and the subject, it is something that I see it and it evokes emotion, which is the point of art. Okay? Big art guy. What you're not going to do is paint a black stripe down the middle of a white canvas and go, Doesn't this speak to you? Yeah, says to me, you're lazy as hell, painter. Says to me, you're a piece of crap, is what it says to me. All right?
It says to me, someone said, watch this, I'll sell this.
And, I bet I get some rich jackass to give me $1 billion for this. And they did. Y'all, I swear to you, I don't think there's it's money laundering. All right, that's just all it is. Being a modern artist has got to be the easiest job in the world. How did you come up with this? Out loud, you say, I channeled my rage and my depression into the paintbrush, and I made sure that I would. In real life, he says, took a paint roller, put it in the black paint, and then I rolled it. And that's $1 billion. Cha-ching. Anyway, I have seen sculptures of people that are incredible. Here's what I'm going to say. Between this and the Cristiano Ronaldo sculpture, you remember the Ronaldo sculpture? Have you ever seen that one? Great one. If you haven't, do me a favor. Just run a quick Google search of Ronaldo sculpture.
I'm not going to. I've seen it before, but here's the problem because I'm not into soccer. I could look at it and go, yeah, that looks like him to me. So in this case, I know Dwayne Wade. I've watched him for years. So this one I definitely get.
Cristiano Ronaldo is not only one of the most famous athletes on the planet.
Hey, don't be offended that if you walked in the room, I wouldn't know who he is.
Okay. Cristiano Ronaldo is one of the most famous people, not athletes, people on planet Earth. And objectively one of the most handsome. Cristiano Ronaldo is like, if he's like a create a character, if the objective of the game was to be as sexy as possible and you were making a dude character, it'd be Cristiano Ronaldo. Okay, it just would. The sculpture they made up of Cristiano Ronaldo a few years ago makes it look like Cristiano Ronaldo got hit by a bus, but only in the face. All right, it's the most ridiculous thing. And now the Miami Heat rolled out this Dwayne Wade sculpture. It looks more like, who was it, Zoe? Was it Kyrie Irving a couple of years ago that had the old man character where he put on the old man makeup and he'd like go to Rucker Park? Yeah, Uncle Drew.
Yeah.
It looks more like Uncle Drew than Dwayne Wade.
No. What this looks like, and people have put comparisons up, is Morpheus in the chair.
That's a good one, too.
They put side by sides. It looks just like that.
That's a good one,
Here's the problem with this. This looks nothing like him at all. I mean,
not at all.
Yeah, there's no part of this. I mean, maybe the body looks like him, but the head, none of it looks like him at all. And it's like, okay, if they brought that out and you didn't have the Miami jersey on it, who would you think it was? Dwayne Wade is not the person who comes to mind.
If his jersey didn't say Miami 3 on it, it was just a blank jersey, and you put this up and said, who's his basketball player? I'd get it wrong. You know, that looks more like Ray Allen than Dwayne Wade. That looks more like Ray. That looks more like Bruce Bowen than it looks like Dwayne Wade. All right? It just looks like
Bruce Bowen's the one with the bow tie.
Yeah. Also, the third dirtiest player in the history of the game. Look. I don't know what this is. Here was my favorite part of it. There were two parts that jumped off the page at me when this video came across the timeline for me last night. So, two parts. Number one, they did this whole presentation, and when it was time for the reveal of the statue, they like blew out a bunch of smoke and they pulled back the two wall structures that were in front of the sculpture. And Dwayne Wade was the closest to it. And of course, the cameras were on D. Wade as he saw not D. Wade for the first time. And you could see the what the on his face. You could see it. He was like, for real? And then after his completely nothing reaction to the revelation of his statue of not him, he goes and he sits down while they're going to do like the speeches about how much everybody loves Dwayne Wade. And there's a clip, great one. I don't know if you've seen it yet. There's a clip of him sitting next to his son. Okay? And he sits down next to his son. And the son's kind of like leaned over, like covering his face, right? And he looks back at Dwayne Wade, and Dwayne looks at him, and like he's not like shaking his head because he can't, right? He can't outright express disapproval of this sculpture.
Well, he could.
Yeah, but it's kind of like when your grandmama gives you an ugly-ass sweater for Christmas and your mom's like, you say
no,
thank you.
No, it's not like that at all. No, this is a statue that's supposed to look like you. Isn't there like someone who was consulted on this?
So
who said, hey guys, who is this? Because this is not Dwayne Wade.
They showed Dwayne and his kid, and his kid, who was just obviously trying not to laugh his ass off, turns around and looks at Dwayne Wade, and it gives him like the big open eyebrow expression. In that moment, 100%, I thought, he called that shot. He's like, Dad, this thing ain't going to look nothing like you. Nothing like you, Dad. And Dwayne looks at him with that nonverbal look of, bro.
Oh, so you think there was some side money on that?
No, I think his kid was like, Dad, you're going to get Ronaldo'd. Because Dwayne Wade's a big soccer guy, too. He looked, I bet his son was like, Dad, you're going to get Ronaldo'd. Dwayne's like, nah, I'm Dwayne Wade. They're going to do me right.
What if his son was the consultant on the sculpture?
There's no way. Listen, I would not let this statue go up of Dwayne Wade if I hated Dwayne Wade. If I was the biggest D-Wade hater in the game, I still would not let this one go up. This is asinine, dude. It's ridiculous. It does not look at all like Dwayne Wade. When it came up on my timeline, the first tweet I came across had a photo of just the face, right? And it just said, the statue has been revealed or something like that. And it showed the face. And legitimately, I was like, who are the Heat doing a ceremony for today? It's not Ray Allen, but like it kind of looks like Ray Allen. Is it Ray Allen? Ray Allen was in Miami, but for like a minute, right? Wasn't he with the Heat for a minute? Maybe it's Ray Allen. And then I scrolled to the next picture, and it showed Dwayne Wade. And I still was like, oh, they brought Dwayne Wade out to honor whoever this is. That's nice. Immediately in my head, I'm like, this must be one of those like 1980s basketball players that I just don't remember, right? Like, this has got to be one of those players that I just can't remember who it is. It's got to be. It can't be anybody else. And then I scrolled again, and it's like, the tweet was, I think it was from Barstool, and it's like, we promise you are not ready for the Dwayne Wade statue reveal. And I was like, oh, they must be doing his next. They must have pulled this guy's out, and they're going to do Dwayne's next. And then it showed Dwayne looking at the statue, and I'm like, get out of here.
You're more positive than me. I saw it this morning. I was like, man, he got. They messed it. It's just got to be one of those shows. I mean, because a lot of those shows are coming back where the prank shows. And I just thought he got pranked. That's what I thought. And what a great prank that was. It would have been a better prank if they opened the statue and it was LeBron. But still, I mean, I don't know who that guy is, but it's got to be a prank. And it's not. It's real.
First off, if you're going to make a statue like that, don't you do like one of the iconic Dwayne Wade poses, right? The one I'm going with is the one after he threw the oop to Braun in that, you know the picture I'm talking about? That incredible, I know I did. I posted that picture last night. This picture right here. If you're not on the stream with us, join us on the stream, facebook.com/TheFanUpstate, The Fan Upstate on YouTube, The Rob Brown Show on YouTube, Facebook, or Twitch. I thought they'd go with this pose right here, right? Like, that seems to be the pose that you would go with there. So the fact that they didn't and they went with this pose is just mind-numbing to me. I saw that, and I'm like, first off, they put, like, the jawline they put on this guy makes it. You know that Chad meme on the internet? You know what I'm talking about? Like, with the big ripped guy, and he's got the gigantic jaw. It looks like that. This looks like an internet meme version of Dwayne Wade.
All right, so tap outs and touchdowns just sent us a tweet on X of a side-by-side with Antoine Walker, and it looks more like Antoine Walker.
Okay, I'll go look at that immediately. I, like, genuinely, as soon as I saw it last night, I'm like, who the hell is that? Who are we honoring here? And I get it because
it also looks a little bit like Candyman, but I could be wrong.
I don't really know who else to say it looks like. This is a pretty good one. I don't I wonder if the sculpture, like, did the sculptor know who Dwayne Wade is, or did he have someone describe Dwayne Wade to him and he just gave it his best shot?
It's artist perception. Maybe. I don't know.
You know, I am.
Maybe we need to find out who the sculptor is and see if they've done any other famous people and how close they were on those sculptures. Does it say the sculptor's name?
This is like if the sculptor was going to make a statue of Bradley Cooper and then it looked like me. Like, nah, no, that's not Dwayne Wade. That's not Dwayne Wade. That's 100% Antoine Walker. Now that I look at it, that's 100% Antoine Walker. This was when I tell you that I saw this come across the social media last night, and I genuinely laughed out loud. Like, right. Genuinely, literally.
It was
literally
created by Rotblat Amrani Studio Sculptors.
Rotblat?
With two T's.
And Ronnie?
Amrani. Amrany.
I agree. This, I have to.
Omri Amrani and Oscar Leon were the sculptors. Well, it's got a thing on it. You got to go, Leon.
All right. I'm looking at... Okay. All right. So they apparently, great one, they apparently did the infamous statue of Michael Jordan that's outside of the arena in Chicago, which is probably the most famous basketball sculpture of all time, and a good one. It's a site of pilgrimage, and it's a good one. How in the world did the people do that? That also did whatever the hell this is. They also, oh my God. Wait. It can be one-upped. Hang on. Everybody come to the stream and let's play one quick game of, what the hell is that? You ready? I'm going to put you a picture up on the screen without cheating. Lonzo, who's that? Quick, who's that?
Herm Edwards.
Dude, that's Kobe Bryant, allegedly.
I mean, that's what if he was still alive when he's 59 or something, maybe? The hairline and I don't know.
This is allegedly Kobe Bryant.
You know what, though? You can see some Kobe in that.
No.
Yeah, you can.
No.
Like, you can't see any Dwayne Wade in that. You can definitely see some Kobe in that.
I cannot see any Kobe in that.
Yeah, around the jawline and the mouth, for sure I see it.
Bro, you know what I see there? What I see there is Kobe Bryant had Kobe Bryant starred in a horror movie about a basketball gym that was haunted by Kobe Bryant. That's what I see there. Now, at this point, I'm just going to keep it up so we can scroll around some of these other images that were created. This is Fergie Jenkins. How? Like, who are these people that they keep getting these jobs?
You don't know who Fergie Jenkins is.
I do. It was a Cubs guy. Ryan said this. All right. This is the closest I've seen so far of Rhino. This is Ryan Sandberg. This is the closest so far.
First glance for me, I thought it was Pete Rose.
I think that's kind of the point. Oh, here's the logo, Jerry West. This one's almost respectable, at least. That's respectable.
Yeah.
At this point, I can live with respectable. See, how we do on Mike Modano's face? That's not bad. Hey, you know who that looks like? That doesn't look like Mike Modano. That looks like...
Slapshots.
That looks like Dollar... Oh, why can't I see the... That looks like Dollar Store Hulk Hogan.
No, it looks like Paul Newman.
How the hell are these people getting jobs? How are they still able... Oh, is this Harry Carey? Please tell me this is Harry Carey. It is!
All right, that looks like John Madden.
Yes!
That looks... All right, I mean, that may be the closest one they've done, but it also looks like John Madden a little bit.
I'm not gonna tell you should come here to look at the Napoleon Dynamite sculpture that apparently they did. How do these people get these jobs? It's so bad we had to do a segment about it. football when we come back on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. The Rob Brown Show continues. It is the Fan Upstate. Somebody just said, the jawline rivals the prison villain from Tango and Cash. Robert Zadar was the actor. If you want to Google Robert Zadar, but yes, I would say arguably the most famous jawline that shouldn't be famous, Robert Zadar. That's a great text.
I really love that movie, by the way. I think it's underrated.
So you know who he's talking about.
Yes.
Yeah, it nails it. Texter said that was the non-NBA licensed version of Miami Guard number 3. It really was. Remember back when, you remember back when NCAA football didn't yet have the rights? There was no NIL. So when you logged in, you played as Clemson quarterback number 2. And it was always a dude who would like very loosely resemble the person that was playing football, right? Like it'd be Clemson quarterback number 2. And it would be a guy who like vaguely looked like Cade Klubnik. Far enough away that they couldn't be accused of using Cade Klubnik's, you know, name, image, and likeness. They could put him in the game without putting him in the game. EA Sports, it's kind of in the game. This is exactly what that is. Good text. Text just said the Ronaldo sculpture fiasco ruined it for everyone. So here's my thing. Shouldn't it have gotten better after that? Like with the absolute controversy that they went through with that sculpture. In fact, I'll even just for the lulls, I'm gonna put that one up on the stream too, so you can see. I want you to see what we are talking about here. Just for the lulls, Lonzo, here's the sculpture of Ronaldo next to Ronaldo. All right. No.
That's not real.
No.
I
swear to you.
That's not real.
After he won the Ballon d'Or like the 73rd time or whatever for the best soccer player on the globe.
What was that award called again?
Ballon d'Or. It's the MVP of all of soccer. Just the sport as a whole. All right? They unveiled this statue of Cristiano Ronaldo. And it got so much backlash, they literally took it down, destroyed it, and put up a new one. That's how bad it was. Shouldn't it have gotten better after that? Like, shouldn't it have gotten better? If you are a sculptor and you are contracted to do a likeness of a beloved professional athlete, and you knew that this happened, and the reaction to this was a quite literal global phenomenon. I remember when this sculpture got unveiled because it was literally the only thing Twitter talked about for like 12 hours. It was just constant dunking on this statue, which made one of the most objectively handsome men in the world look like he got hit in the face with a brick.
So do they not understand that there's 3D imaging that you can do now? And that people do on video games and things like that, where they, you know, take images of and then they turn it into...
Look, I am fine. I am fine because humans are naturally artists.
They had one of the... They had a 3D printer thing at Comic-Con Junior Sunday, where you could have a miniature of yourself made, and they would 3D image your entire body, and then they would turn it into a 3-inch figure, whatever you wanted.
I am fine.
Why are these guys not doing something like that?
Here's why. It is because even as someone who not only do I think that not only do I think that AI and 3D printing is super cool. It's just cool. It's objectively cool. I have been tooling around with AI for the past couple of weeks because it's more accessible than ever. I have been tooling around with AI for the last couple of weeks trying to come up with different angles that I could utilize it to enhance this show, to enhance my brand, to enhance the station's brand. And I think it's great. But as much as I love AI, when it comes to art, as much as I love 3D printing, when it comes to art, there is to me something inherently invaluable to human-made art, to something
By the way,
that comes.
I completely agree with you because that comes from the soul and all this. But these statues are not should not be artists' perceptions of the athlete. They should be an exact depiction of that person. Just like the busts in Hall of Fames, just like it should be an exact duplicate of that person.
So here's where it comes from for me. There is something when you are going to pay homage to someone. There is something meaningful in having a master of their trade take the time and the energy and the effort to apply their mastery of that thing to dedicating that thing to you. There is something about a sculpture of a person you are paying homage to for their accomplishments, their achievements, whatever, and making them, in a way, immortal. You are immortalizing this person to some degree, right? And to have someone go through to take the time and apply their trade to make that, there's something to it. But yeah, it should look like that person, right? It should look like that person. It's fine if you want to 3D print your face onto a Dungeons & Dragon mini to use. That's one thing. But if you are paying homage to someone who meant the world to you or your family or your business or your team or whatever, to have someone apply their trade, there is some inherent beauty in this is the work of human hands and ingenuity that went into immortalizing this person for future generations to see. There's something beautiful about that that I don't think you can get out of 3D printing a sculpture. I'm very pro 3D printing. In fact, and I'm hoping this catches on. I am very interested down the line in investing in this. There is a community in Austin, just outside of Austin, Texas, that is 3D printing houses. They can 3D print like a 4-bedroom house for like $75,000. And the thought is, if this tech is invested in and generated in a way that it's easily accessible, we could cut the housing cost of this country in half just by 3D printing homes. And you can't look at them and go, oh, that's shoddy. They're concrete. It 3D prints with concrete, and then you go back in and you smooth it, you finish it, you paint it, it just looks like a house, right? I'm all in. But there's something when it comes to art, and I do think that this is in its base form, art. There's something about it that you can only get through the work of a human being who put the time and energy and effort and learning into how to do it. And so when you create Dwayne Wade in a way that he looks like the bad guy from Tango and Cash and not Dwayne Wade, it kind of sucks all the beauty out of that, right? Because now, the next time, when they inevitably take this down, when they inevitably take this statue down and they vote to replace this statue, and they do, do you think the next statue unveiling is going to have the same meaning to Dwayne Wade and his family? No. To the Heat fans that went out of their way to be there for that? No. To the dignitaries that came out to celebrate Dwayne Wade? No. To the Miami Heat to recognize Dwayne Wade for all he did for the Heat? No. It's been lost because of this. It's. I know that this isn't something that a lot of you care about, but man, it bothered me that you got a legend like Dwayne Wade who went out of his way to do this And that, not one person in the Heat organization saw this statue and went, no, not just no, but hell no. That's not Dwayne. All right, Texas said, what was the deal with Sean Payton trying to run up the score on Carolina yesterday, passing late in the fourth up four scores? I'll tell you when we come back on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. So before we get to the response to the texter who asked what was the deal with Sean Payton trying to run the score up on Carolina yesterday, I do have to point out something. Today is a very special day, Lonzo. Today in the land of sports, something is going to happen that has happened 30 times. This is the 31st time, according to Yahoo. This is the 31st time that something has happened. This is the 31st time that all of the Big Four have regular season or have games being played on the same day. This is the 31st time that all four leagues have a game in action. You have the World Series game 3 tonight in Major League Baseball. You have NBA games sprinkled across the country. You have Monday Night Football taking place in the NFL, and you have hockey, regular season hockey, going down tonight as well. It is the 31st time that the Big Four are all in action at the same time, which is
it cyclical, cool. Like every 4 years this happens or something like that, according to dates?
No, I think, because here's the thing, if game 3 of the World Series was tomorrow, it wouldn't happen. Even though they're all in play, to have a game on the same day has to kind of be synced up by the schedule. If you want to add to that discussion and you consider MLS a major league, MLS has a playoff game tonight as well, which means that the Big Five are all in action for the, I believe, either the second or third time all time. Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, all on the same day. Happy sports equinox, I think, is the best way I can come up with saying it. All right, Sean Payton, why did he run the score up on the Carolina Panthers? The answer, because he could and he wanted to. Now, it is not about embarrassing the Carolina Panthers as much as many of you would like to feel offended, like to get all up in your feelings about it, and you would not be alone. Sam Franklin says that's exactly what happened. Here's what happened, Texter. What happened was that an NFL team was beating the hell out of another NFL team. An NFL team had created a situation where another NFL team just couldn't compete. Well, NFL teams during the regular season have limited opportunities where they can try stuff out. Effectively, you got to have what the Denver Broncos had this weekend. You got to have a game where you perform well against a bad team who does not perform well. Because the Denver Broncos, by no stretch of my limited imagination, the Denver Broncos are shockingly involved in the AFC playoff race. They are 5-3 right now. Right now, if the season ended in the AFC, the Chiefs would get the one seed and the bye at 7-0. Your division winners would be the Houston Texans at 6-2, the Pittsburgh Steelers at 5-2, and the Buffalo Bills at 6-2. Lonzo, if the season ended today, the Denver Broncos are going to the playoffs as a wild card team at 5-3. It would be them, it would be the Ravens, and it would be the Colts would be your wild card teams. They're absolutely in the playoff hunt. However, of the wild card teams, the Broncos are also the most up-and-coming team. They've got a rookie quarterback. They've got a bunch of young guys across their defense. It's an up-and-coming team that is going to get better. You have limited opportunities. You have limited opportunities where you can practice things against a full-speed, full-tilt National Football League defense. Limited opportunities. So if you're Sean Payton and you want to know that you have a fake field goal in the bag that can be broken out, if you find yourself, let's say, I don't know, hypothetically, it's week 17, there's 3, 4, 5 teams competing for the wild card, and let's say, hypothetically, the Denver Broncos alive for the wild card spot in the final week of the year, Lonzo, you want to take a stab at who the Broncos have in week 18, it's the Kansas City Chiefs. So what happens in if you find yourself in a spot where the Chiefs, they're locked in. They've already got the one seed. They're locked in. You find yourself tied up late in the game. Denver's got the ball. They're driving. They're inside field goal range. They're down three. Everybody sells out on the Chiefs backups because they want to go win this game and keep an undefeated season alive, whatever it is. Don't you want to know if you're Sean Payton that in a situation where it might matter, you have an onside kick in the bag? Of course you do. How do you make sure that your team is capable of running that onside kick? There's one way to do it. You run the onside kick. You put it into a game. You try it out. If you don't try it in this spot, you only have one other option. And that one other option is you don't try it until you need it. In which case, you haven't gotten to practice it because as much as you can try it against your first string defense, number one, they know what's coming. And number two, you, as every coach who's ever coached will tell you, they can't simulate a full speed NFL tilt against a different team in practice. It can't be done.
Stop your whining. If you can't stop them, that's on you. It's on you. On whatever level of football, if you can't stop them, it's on you. There are hard lessons to be learned. You're still getting paid the same. Just be a better team, Panthers.
Look, I don't think anybody disagrees with that. And that is spot on correct. But the texter asked, why? Why? Why do you feel the need? You can, but just because you can doesn't mean you should. Why would you do it? And the answer was, Sean Payton wanted to do a few things. He wanted to get Bo Nix extra looks and extra XP when the risk was absolutely non-existent, A. And B, wanted to make sure that all the stuff that he had in the bag, the trick plays and the complicated route trees and all that, those were all things that he could lean on when he ends up with, sorry about it, an important game against a good team, which this one was not. At that point in the game, it was no longer important. The game had been put away, and it certainly was not against a good team. So a lot of people are looking up and going, oh, Sean was trying to humiliate the Panthers. No, he wasn't. He wasn't trying to humiliate you. What he was trying to do was make sure that his fake field goal unit had some experience. Make sure that Bo Nix was seeing maybe some more complicated routes and patterns and trees than he would ordinarily see in the offense that they run day to day. Maybe they were trying to make sure that if they got some wrinkles in the game somewhere, that they could run those out in what was a scrimmage scenario at that point. It wasn't that Sean Payton was standing there going, I'm going to humiliate the Panthers. It wasn't that. What it was Sean Payton was looking and going, you know, I want to make sure we got a fake field goal and we can run it and we're comfortable running it and my guys have done it. So there's a big difference between going out there and kicking a field goal in a high pressure situation and going out there and trying to execute a fake field goal in a high pressure situation. There's all these tells that you can give away, right? Okay, if their kicker turns his foot this particular way, it's because he's trying to get a faster start to the outside on a fake field goal. So defenders aren't dumb. Defensive coaches aren't dumb. They, like a poker player, are looking for those little tells. I need to be able to go out there and put down a fake field goal on tape so that I, as the head coach, can look at it and go, hey, kicker, you turned your ankle. You gave away the game. You gave away the bag. And now the Chiefs know it. So we need you to straighten that out. Now you've run it. Those nerves are gone because, hey, we did it. It worked. It's successful. Let's go. He wasn't trying to embarrass you. He was trying to make his team a playoff team, potentially, was in the best spot to succeed when they get down to the end of the season, and it matters. All right, real quick before we go to what the X is going on, brief history of the sports equinox when all four majors plus MLS are in action. Zoe, I looked it up during the break. The first sports equinox took place Sunday, October 17th, 1971. Roberto Clemente and the Pirates beat the Orioles in Game 7 of the World Series. There were 12 NFL games, 3 NBA games, and 6 NHL games that day. 9 more sports equinoxes took place between 72 and 85, all on Sundays. Then we went from 1986 to 2001 with 0 of them. In 2001, there was 1 sports equinox. Then we went 7 years from 2002 to 2009 with that one. But now it's an annual holiday. Thanks to the World Series starting later, the NBA and NHL starting earlier, and Thursday Night Football airing weekly, there has been at least one sports equinox and often more every year since 2015. And just if you're curious, the NFL dominates TV viewership, but Games 1 and Game 2 of the World Series have averaged over 14.5 million viewers. Last week, Monday Night Football drew 15.2 million viewers, meaning there is a shot, an outside one, but a shot that baseball is the most watched sport in America tonight.
Sorry, a bit distracted. All right, let's see what's axing and see what Rob knows about it. First of all, I'm not sure baseball is the ratings winner tonight.
I'm not sure it is either. I'm just saying it has a chance.
Well, I mean, it is really two really good teams. The fact that there's not two really good teams playing on Monday Night Football.
It's two bad teams. It's two really good. It's the two best teams in baseball.
It's one good team and one bad team as far as the NFL goes.
It's one slightly above average team and one bad team.
Dude, they're like 4-5-2, aren't they?
Yes, they're good.
Just math wise, it's better than above average.
Either way, you've got probably 5 of the biggest 10 names in Major League Baseball playing for a championship tonight. And with one of those teams back against the wall, I'm not saying it will. I'm saying it's got a chance.
We'll see. All right. The first thing that's Xing is Bubba Ray.
Bubba Ray Dudley is Xing because he showed up at, Halloween Havoc and stopped All Ego Ethan Page and Ridge Holland from beating the hell out of Slick Trick Willie style, y'all. And then got into it with Ridge at the post-game press conference as well. Does that move the needle for you at all?
Absolutely, moves the needle, especially when NXT is coming up from the ECW house in Philly. So they're just setting up a Ridge Holland, Bubba Ray Dudley.
Do we get anybody else? Do we get a Rhino showing?
I don't know if we. I think Rhino's
Gore,
in.
Gore.
Well,
Gore.
Rhino's in TNA now. So yeah, that's a possibility, I suppose. Uh-huh. I think he just got inducted to the TNA Hall of Fame. So it is possible we see a bunch of those guys. But Bubba Ray Dudley can still wrestle. So I want to see.
He didn't look great in the ring. I mean, I know he can, but he didn't look real great in that ring.
From what I saw, it looked excellent.
No, so, he looked bad.
I think they sold well. I thought everything looked really good. So we'll see. All right, the next thing that's excellent.
Chris said, don't forget WWE is tonight. Add that to the Equinox.
By the way, that's what I'm watching more than likely is Raw, especially with, I think, Crown Jewels next weekend, maybe.
The World Series?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a big fan, but I ain't there yet.
Yeah, anyway. The next thing that's excellent is Jerry Jones.
You all know why Jerry Jones is excellent. You don't need me to tell you why Jerry Jones is. You're all aware of why JJ is Xing, because the Cowboys looked themselves in the mirror and said, and we're not all saying it's Jerry Jones' fault, but he is the general manager. Or did he do something dumb last night? Did he give a press conference and blame it on the media?
No, it's pretty much for what you said.
Yeah. Everybody dunking on the Cowboys?
Yeah. Because, you know, Jerry Jones is, last time I checked, and I could be inaccurate on this, still Jerry Jones.
He is, as a matter of fact. Listen to Cole Bryson today, 3-7 on Wire to Wire. No reason.
All right.
I'm sure Cole's well-adjusted today.
And finally, the last thing that's Xing that we have time for is Arrowhead West.
Arrowhead West. I'm assuming they are talking about Allegiant Stadium, where the Chiefs went and just layeth the smackdown on the Raiders this past weekend. The Raiders suck, dude.
Undefeated there, the Chiefs are.
Second year of Allegiant, I think? This is the second year?
No, it's been around a lot longer than that.
No, it hasn't.
Sure it has.
No, it hasn't.
It has.
No. This is year two. Maybe year three. Also, time's
come on.
Time's not real.
Time is real, just not for us.
2020. This is the fourth year. Oh, has anybody else's back hurt?
Yeah,
all of
you
a
need that. You need that adjustment.
Oh, dude, my knee hurts a little bit.
That's not funny.
Y'all have a great rest of your day. Don't drink and drive. I'll punch you in the face. Tell your friends about us. Help us grow the show. We want to be famous. We'll try again tomorrow when we come back for the Tuesday edition of the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. Later!